it's official now. Spring is officially the season that we are in. And I pray that this will be a season of growth and stretching and fruitfulness in your life, that you and I will be blessed in everything that we do for the Lord this coming season. So thank you for tuning in. This Refresh Radio program is a ministry of Merit Assembly of God. Our congregation is not a large congregation by any stretch of the imagination, but we love being able to pour the truth of God's word into the community. And we really believe that if God is leading his people, that our society is going to be better off for it. We're about 5.5 years into the radio program. It's hard to believe that it has been that long, but it has been. And we continue to hear from people that it has been a blessing to their life. When I was in Oklahoma, my daughter encountered someone in her work, and that person communicated with my daughter, you know, hey, tell your dad that I'm an avid listener of the Refresh Radio program. And so if that's you today, we say hello. She told me what your name was, but I'm not going to mention it on the air without your permission. But thank you for tuning in and listening. It is always great to hear from people that the ministry is actually being a blessing to their life. So we're going to go back and revisit Isaiah chapter 58 yesterday. Yesterday, we were kind of talking about the prerequisites that manifest, that as they manifest in our life, the benefit of that is that God is going to guide us continually. So let me just read to you Isaiah chapter 58, verse number 11. I'm not going to read the entire context. You can read it for yourself. We talked about that yesterday. It says, "The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in." So I believe that it would be very beneficial if we did experience God's guidance on a continuous basis, not an intermittent basis, not a once a week basis. You know, many people have noted for years that society bombards people in their minds through television and now through commercials. My wife was watching a commercial, and she saw something that I didn't see. To be honest with you, I zoned out on that particular one. And she said, "Oh my goodness, I can't believe the stuff that they are now putting in commercials." And she had seen it in that one. I'd seen it in others. But it used to be where you didn't get exposed to things, and now it's gone from a lack of being in your face to now it's constantly in your face. And that is an ungodly agenda, things that are being pushed upon us that do not line up with the Word of God. And it's not just doesn't line up with the Old Testament. It doesn't line up with the New Testament. It doesn't line up with the constancy of God's Word. God's Word never changes. It never changes. And God's heart never changes, and that is he wants to be the one who leads us continually. Now, that doesn't mean that you're never going to have some bad things happen, because there are people who choose not to let God guide them. And when that happens, there's going to be collateral damage that is done in society because other people are making bad choices. And when other people make bad choices, there's pain and suffering that comes a result of that. And not all the time does it land on their shoulders, at least right away. God will repay. Don't worry about the vengeance part. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. But we really want God to get a hold of people's hearts and lives at an early stage so that there is minimal damage done and maximum kingdom impact that's made, because God leads us continually. God does not just want to lead us with our spirit, although he wants that. God wants to lead us in our emotions. God wants to lead us in our decisions. God wants to lead us in our finances. God wants to lead us in the health of our bodies. God wants to lead us in productive and fruitful living. God wants to lead in every arena. Continually means continually. It means without a break. So where I was talking about society gets to bombard people 7 days a week, a lot of people will come in, they'll come into church late, they will leave early, and that 1 hour, or in our case, hour and a half, is supposed to counteract, let's say there's 168 hours in a week, so we're supposed to counteract 166 hours of bad input with just an hour and a half. And then you wonder why there are so many challenges. I believe we would do better if we allowed godly input into our lives first and allow him to continually guide us. I remember people saying, boy, I wish I had listened to God when it came time for choosing a spouse. I wish I had listened to God instead of listening to my own heart. There are a lot of people who look back and say, I wish I'd listened to God in the areas of health instead of ignoring all of those things. You know, we tend to want to procrastinate dealing with some challenges that we may face. And I want to tell you, if you procrastinate and don't follow God's continual guidance right now, today, it only gets harder tomorrow. The problem gets more deeply entrenched. Your time frame, your power seems to require it, more of it's required to compensate for that problem, and you shorten the effect of it. I'm here to tell you, If you need God, if you know what God's guidance is and you just haven't implemented the plan yet, I encourage you to get started on the plan today. Get started on the plan today. There are some things that I'm tweaking and adjusting in my life because I'm, you know, to quote the old line, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. There are some things that I just don't want to be a problem in my life 5 years from now, and the best time to deal with that is right now. So let God lead you. Let him lead you in your mind, your will, your emotions. Let him lead you in your finances and your relationships. Let him lead you in your major purchase decisions and your financing and all of that stuff. Allow God to lead you, and you will be better off for it. Now, let's move on to the next point. It says, the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought. So when God leads us, he's not only leading us to a destination, we've talked about that on some other programs, but God is leading us to satisfaction. You know, preaching the gospel, many times I don't see the end results. A lot of times I can look out and people leave looking exactly like they did when they came in. Mine is not a field where you get instant gratification from something that you've done. But I tell you, when you see a life that's transformed, when you have prayed for healing for someone and they get healed, it more than compensates for the delay in understanding. But I remember several years ago we were doing a pretty visible cosmetic change to the church, and because I there were so many times that I didn't get the satisfaction of knowing what the result was going to be, I went out after everyone had left and I just looked at it. You know, what was old and drab now looked fresh and vibrant. And I just, it was on a Saturday night. We had a work day that morning, and I looked out there and it was like, you know what? That's going to be something that people are going to notice the difference for years and years and years. And because I got to see just a little bit of that, it was such a satisfying project. But when God leads us, he is going to lead us in such a manner that our mind, our will, and our emotions are going to be satisfied with what God does in spite of whatever the atmosphere does, in spite of whatever the environment does, in spite of what the weatherman said wasn't going to happen, but it did happen, or said was going to happen, but it didn't happen. What we're going to find is it doesn't matter what the economy does. It doesn't matter what our workplace looks like. It doesn't matter what takes place anywhere. We are going to be satisfied because we know that God is guiding us. God is guiding. And when he guides, there is a benefit, a peace, a satisfaction, a tranquility that comes over us because we know that he's got everything under control. Let me ask you today, would you be able to sing that old chorus? I mean, it was a chorus that they were singing when I was just an early teenager, about you can have the whole world, but give me Jesus. There's no turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. It was all that sort of stuff that said, you know what, as long as Jesus is living in my life, as long as he is guiding me, as long as he's in charge, everything is going to be just fine. When God is guiding you, and God doesn't guide from a distance, he guides up close and personal. When you know that he's in the caravan that you are traveling with, that the journey is not something you're on alone, but instead he's leading you like a shepherd, did you know that you won't experience the anxiety? You won't experience the fear. You won't even experience the uncertainty because you know that God has a tremendous track record. Another translation said, he will satisfy your soul in drought and dry places. So it might not be that every place is dry, but if you find yourself in a season, if you find yourself in a particular location and there is no natural source of satisfaction there, you can find a supernatural satisfaction because God is continually guiding you. We do serve a supernatural God. He is absolutely above and beyond anything this world has to offer. And so, you know, I've got this mindset that, you know, when I look at something and see it taking place, I say, man, if God could do that there, he can do anything anywhere. Let me go on here. And strengthen your bones. God, when he leads you continually, it's going to be not only something that is satisfying in a manner that's not seen, he's going to satisfy you in manners that people can't see. You're going to have health. He's going to lead you to a place of health. He's going to lead you to a place of uprightness. He's going to lead you to a place of functionality. He is going to make sure that you have a solid, healthy, vibrant foundation for you to live and serve him in. When we are serving God, everything is going to be flowing out of his strength, because that's the way that he operates. And you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Let me take you to verse number 12, because we're talking about when you start ministering to hurting people, all of a sudden you're going to find that God guides you continually. He satisfies you and he strengthens you. And then verse 12 has this: those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. So my wife likes to watch the Pioneer Woman. I believe her name is Ree Drummond. And she's on the Food Network, and her and her husband have a ranch in it's called the Drummond Ranch, but it's in Pawhuska, Oklahoma. And so when we were planning this vacation, my parents said, "Hey, why don't we take Cindy up to visit the Pioneer Woman Mercantile?" And I said, "Okay, that sounds great." My son and daughter-in-law had visited the Magnolia, whatever it is, out in Waco that the Gaines from Fixer Upper had, and she really liked that. And I said, "You know, I think that sounds awesome." And my wife didn't know anything at all about it until the night before. And she said, "Look, all I want to do on this trip is I want to get my hair cut. I want to get my nails done." And my sister said, "Well, we could do that tomorrow." And I, all of a sudden, the surprise went out the window, and I said, "You're not going to be able to do that tomorrow, because we're taking you to the Pioneer Woman exhibit is." Now, let me tell you, you go up there, and it was a Pawhuska is not a large town. Literally, the ranches up there go on for miles and miles and miles. We got to see free-ranging herd of buffalo that numbered in the thousands. Someone said that there's now millions of buffalo that had been almost hunted to extinction, and they're now coming back. And that's always something that was really exciting. Whenever something is resurrected like that, that's very exciting. We were traveling through the bison herd, and there's a sign that says, "Danger, do not get close to the bison. They can be dangerous." And so we're driving down the road, and there's one on the left side of the road and one on the right side of the road, and said, this got bad possibilities here, but they were actually, you know, pretty well behaved and all of that. So we go to this town, and it's Pawhuska, Oklahoma. And you're pulling in, and there's very little parking. There's very few buildings. I don't know if there was a building over five stories tall. And my wife was so excited about it. And so we were going to eat at her restaurant there. And you walk in, and you put your name down, and it was a 2.5 hour wait. It didn't matter what time you came in over the next several hours. They start serving breakfast. They serve it Monday through Saturday. And it's pretty much a 2 hour wait from the initial time that you get your first wave in there. And all day long, they had people putting their names on their list for dinner in Pawhuska, Oklahoma. I'm sure I've been there before, but I don't remember it. And so we walk in, and they said, "Well, there's a snack place upstairs, and you can get something to eat until you can get something to eat." And so we went up there, and we did that, and we ate stuff that was really good. We had a sandwich and split it four ways and all of that sort of stuff. And they had a shopping area that you could go in, and I mean, it was just a bustling place. Walked outside, and I found that they'd put in a hotel in right across the street. The Pioneer Woman had the Pioneer Woman boarding house, which also has a steakhouse in it, which also has a pizza. They have a pizza restaurant. And what I realized was that this one family was resurrecting what was pretty much a ghost town. The building that they were operating at was built in the 20s. The building across the street had been built in the 20s. And because one person was taking what they had been blessed with and they were using that influence, and they had created a tourist destination out of knowing how to cook. Now, please understand, they were already wealthy people. Their family is one of the largest landowners in America, and they could have just rested on their laurels and had people do the work, but they were out there, and you know what they're doing? They're resurrecting an entire community. And when I came away from that outing that day with my wife, I was like, God, that's what you want to do spiritually. You want to take a person, and if you hear Reed Drummond, her plan in life wasn't to be a cowboy's housewife until she met them, and then God just used her own unique giftings, and now she probably makes more money than the rest of them do combined. But they're taking that, and instead of resting on their laurels, they're providing jobs where there used to be no jobs, and they're restoring buildings where there used to be dilapidated structures. And I want to ask you today, what could a supernatural God resurrect through you? What could he renovate through me? What would take place in Brevard County? You know, we see Brevard County, and it's on the rebound and everything after the financial meltdown of the 2000s, 2006, 2010, that window in there where housing values dropped and jobs left the county and all of that. And you know, when we were faced with that situation at Merit Assembly of God, there was a moment of faith that arose up, and it said, you know what, this is not the time to slow down. This is the time to press forward. And so we began to implement strategies about being able to help people who were displaced and being able to help people who found themselves in difficult circumstances. And we have always operated with that. And what we found is that during that season, when everything else was shrinking and going away, God was bringing us forward. And I let me put it this way. I believe in God's ability. I believe in God's guidance. I believe that he can bring us to a place where we are satisfied in our mind, our will, our emotions. We're satisfied in our soul that we can go out in faith and say, you know what? I believe that these bones can live again. Ezekiel, can these bones live? You alone know, God. And then he says, speak. Speak and watch what happens. Today, I want to encourage you that as God guides you, it's not just going to be a you and him journey, but you're going to be guided to a place where your faith is going to arise, and you're going to see things that were broken being repaired, things that were abandoned are going to be inhabited once again. I'm at Merit Assembly of God because I believe that God is a restoration specialist. He sees value that others overlook. And I believe that he does that not just for me, but I believe he wants to do that for you. You know, when people go looking for a house, they go looking for pristine. They want the lawn neatly manicured. They look for no flaws in the home. And you know what? When you get that, I mean, there is a sense of security that comes from that because you don't have any concerns about things breaking down or things like that. But I tell you, I believe that God is looking at his people and he's saying, I'm looking at potential. It might not look like much on the outside, but I'm looking for potential. You see, before flipping houses was ever a thing, before flipping RVs or any of that stuff, God was already in the flipping and restoration business, only he's not looking to sell you for a profit. He's looking to make you a priceless gem for the kingdom of God. God is looking to restore you because he wants others to see that what he's done in you, he can do in them. I believe that the kingdom of God in Brevard County is getting ready to experience a breakthrough, and I want you to be a part of it. It all begins with saying yes to seeking God, yes to serving wherever God wants us to serve, and being led by God, being satisfied by God, and then God using us for his glory. So I pray that you have a great day today, that this Thursday will be a day of blessing for you. I do want to remind you, Sunday morning, if you don't have a church home, we would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing at Merit Assembly of God. Sunday night, we are going to be having our annual business meeting where we're going to be celebrating with our membership all of the good things that God has done in the last year, as well as casting a vision for what God is going to do in 2019. So just want to give you a heads up so you can plan your visit accordingly. May you have a truly blessed day as God leads you continually and satisfies you in every area of your life. Have a blessed day. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
So when he says, who?